This is Radio Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Two major Boston hospitals are hoping to merge, so we'll begin today with what that might mean for the cost of health care in the region. The two hospitals are both in downtown Boston, Tufts Medical Center in Chinatown and Boston Medical Center in the South End.
The merger, if it does happen, would combine two nonprofit organizations, both teaching hospitals, that treat many low-income patients in Boston. Boston Medical Center is the Commonwealth's largest safety net hospital. It provides care regardless of the patient's ability to pay. And Tufts tries to offer a low-cost alternative to Boston's other major hospitals.
A Tufts-BMC merger would be the next in a long line of hospital consolidations in the Bay State. This year, Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center joined the former Jordan Hospital in Plymouth. And over the past few years, Steward Healthcare has bought more than 10 community hospitals. And still on the table is the controversial Partners Healthcare plan to buy three community hospitals.
To find out what this proposed merger might mean for healthcare in Boston and Massachusetts, we turn now to the chair of the board of the Massachusetts Health Policy Commission, Stuart Altman. He's also an economist who teaches national healthcare policy at Brandeis University. Dr. Altman, you've studied hospital mergers in this state. You've recommended for and against them. And when mergers do happen, you have watched them unfold. What do you think, from this vantage point, a merger of these two hospitals, Tufts Medical Center and the Boston Medical Center, might mean for the industry, for patients, and for costs? And first, talk to costs and what a consolidation would mean, whether it would drive prices up or not.
Well, first of all, thank you for letting me on. This is clearly an important potential. I want to make it very clear we have very sketchy information about exactly how they plan to put these two institutions together. And so anything I say is very preliminary. And, of course, we will really look at it, the whole commission, in the way we've looked at all the others. So, but the potential is there for bringing some significant efficiencies to our hospital market. Yes, both of these are important institutions. They are among our lower cost institutions. So we do not anticipate, or I don't anticipate, that it would lead to a major increase in spending. I'm hoping that the way they're going to put this together will bring about efficiencies. Each of them have strengths, and how they decide to put them together will determine whether this is really a good thing for the area and for the whole state.
So it's unclear how they would merge the two facilities right now, but generally where do the savings come from? Is it better use of facilities, more frequent use of costly equipment such as MRIs? Is it greater purchasing power, staff layoffs?
Well, I don't know, and I think we would have to wait and see. Hope for it would be making use of the strengths of each of them. If they were just simply to merge to become more of a bigger purchaser and more demanding of insurance companies, that would not be a good thing. That's where we get uncomfortable, where mergers are directly lead to just more power and bargaining.
And go ahead.
No, where you get the advantages is where you bring institutions together where each of them have complementary strengths. And they tend to say, well, okay, we're going to make better use of Institution A for these services and Institution Y for these services. So I think we need to wait and see exactly what their plans are.
So where do you see the successful examples and then the less successful examples? I mean, we can, just for a bit of history, as you know, Beth Israel Deaconess and Mass General and Brigham and Women's merged about 20 years ago. As we said earlier, Beth Israel merged with a smaller Jordan Hospital in Plymouth earlier this year. According to reports, though, on that merger, the new facility has lost from $2.6 million to nearly $6 million annually. What is it that determines whether a merger will be successful or not based on what you've seen?
So, we in Massachusetts, you know, are really the benefactors of really some very high quality institutions. But we tend to make perhaps too much use of our most expensive inner city teaching hospitals. And we are gradually but continuously depleting our community hospital system. So where you see a merger between a big institution in our inner city, like Beth Israel, with the potential to link up with a, you know, I think it remains to be seen what happens with Jordan and the Beth Israel. I think they need to work that out. But where they could develop a good linkage where actually more patients could wind up staying in the community, I think we're better served by that. I think we've seen pluses and minuses with the partner system. Where partners linked up with Newton Wellesley and built up their capacity and as a result kept people into the community, I think that was a good thing. On the other hand, where they've just used their bargaining power to extract higher rates, that's not a good thing. So that's why we need to find out more about this.
Is it likely, though, that the bigger hospitals, the more powerful hospitals, Beth Israel, Mass General, are looking over their shoulder, Deaconess and Brigham and Women's, obviously, looking over their shoulder now at this proposed merger of community hospitals, Tufts and Boston Medical?
I'm not sure, because the Boston Medical Center has a almost unique position in our state, being, as you pointed out, the primary safety net hospital, taking on patients that are really in need of extensive care. And the other hospitals are not eager to take those burdens on. As a matter of fact, they were very anxious to see, make sure that the state and the city supported Boston Medical Center. But, you know, going forward, Boston Medical Center has challenges. And so does Tufts. You know, Tufts is a really high-quality institution that's been around for a long time, but it's the smallest of our teaching hospitals. And I think the potential is there for them to link up with a bigger institution, bigger system like Boston Medical Center, and use the talents that are at Tufts to improve care all around. So there is the real potential for a good thing. But I want to wait, and I think my staff wants to wait and see the details before we, you know, we have to do a very diligent, thorough review of this, and we will, but we right now we just don't have the information.
Okay. We look forward to talking to you again as more information comes in. Stuart Altman, chair of the board of the State Health Policy Commission, which will review the potential merger of Boston Medical Center and Tufts Medical Center. Nice to have you on the program again.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Lisa.